Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog English, y'all. Late, great Joe Cocker bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we have a great visit with our good friend Amit Kazar. He's talking to us. He's just thrown down the gauntlet, ladies and gentlemen. His company, Multifunding, is, by the way, that's multifunding.com.
That's correct.
Multifunding.com. He's part of the business loan brokerage industry. And he's done a great job of making sure that his customers are married up with the right kind of loan that they should get. That if they can qualify for a better loan that gives them better terms, even if it makes him less money, that's what he does. And he shows, he published his own numbers this week and threw down the gauntlet at the industry and said, hey, publish your numbers, industry. Show people that you're not loading up your customers with the expensive loans that make you more money just because you can, just because small business owners come to you in desperation and you take advantage of them. And so, Ami, what this happened yesterday. What do you think the response is going to be from your industry?
Tim, I don't know. I hope that others will follow and publish the numbers, and I hope that over time there might be a dialogue so we can get together and, you know, figure out the best format.
What do we got to do to get them to do that? Do we need to call them and ask them to what their numbers are?
Yeah, I would love to.
Somebody like me need to call them and say, what are your numbers?
Reporters or people in government or small business advocates or just small businesses, call them and say, hey, Tim, let me ask you a question. If you were going to consider going to an investment advisor, you might say to that investment advisor, and you're considering, you know, giving them your portfolio to manage, you might say, what are the results you get for your customers? You would interview them before you take them on as your consultant or your advisor. People should do the same with a business loan advisor.
Right.
What are your results? What type of products do you get? Is there any kind of report card that you can show me on how you do? And what we're hoping is that when business owners or entrepreneurs think about using a loan broker, they'll do this. It's not just this; it's other standards as well. Like,
well, you're trying to make sure that the industry polices itself, has the kind of values that it should have, and that it doesn't become predatory.
Correct. So, if you were, you know, we're in the money business, and that comes with certain responsibilities. And you know, if you're a bank, you have to report every piece of your underwear every 3 months to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've loaned, what rates you've loaned at, what type of loans, how they're performing, how they're doing, et cetera, et cetera. In the alternative lending space, we have none of it. And one day we will. I don't know when it's coming, mm-hmm. but one day it's going to come. So,
well, and you're saying is the industry has an opportunity right now to police itself. But if they don't, the government, you and I both know the government is going to take over that job. Nobody's going to like what the government winds up with.
Yeah, the government's already looking at it, and they're going to do it. So what we're hoping, again, the loan brokerage is just one piece of it. It's a very complicated issue with lots of facets, and I don't want to pretend that this is the only element of the solution. It's not. Mm-hmm. So we're going after one particular slice of it here, and we're saying that we are willing, and we've put our money where our mouth is, to show our results that we are getting, not for the, you know, we hear all these kind of bogus reports, mm-hmm. and this isn't about the loan requests we've gotten or how many people have come to us and asked us for credit.
Is there a industry board, industry governing board, a sanctioning board at all in your industry?
We were just a signatory on a coalition for responsible business lending.
So there is a coalition. How often do they meet?
It's more, the meetings are more virtually, and it's just it's brand new, and it's certainly
sounds like you need to convene a gathering, Emmy.
Yeah, but there are different gatherings and different constituencies getting together. And
I'm nominating you to be the first chairman of this group.
Oh, thanks, Chairman. That's all I need in my business.
Yeah, that's what you need. It's just what you needed, not me. I'm your pal, right?
Thanks a lot.
Multifunding.com, ladies and gentlemen. As I said before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for our audience. People with values, the folks who we hang out with, and Ami certainly is one of those. Ami, I'm proud of your leadership. Keep up the good work.
Jim, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and congratulations, and it's my anniversary. Thanks for reminding
me. 8-7 great years. Check it out, folks. Multifunding.com if you're interested in getting some funding. We'll help you with it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.